Okay. All right, so let's go a little bit weiter. Let's move to again, we're on page Tess. Let's go to just the end of the paragraph that we're in the middle of. Let's just we'll continue on a little bit by the left side, left column. Amar Oid. So yeah. Start from there. We're more or less up to there. Okay, Amar Oid. V'chol Hagvoyis is Kalkul. So again, going back, Rechaim Vital is darshini pesukim in Sefer Yirmiyah, where he's going through different categories of Yidden, and again, how each category has to take a chrayis for galus and so on. So he just got finished talking about a group of Yidden that are called like Shemayim Dikki Yidden or Mountain Harim Dikki Yidden, and those are Yidden that are Tamid Chachamim, they're connected to Torah, but they're not connected, they don't connect themselves to Pnimis HaTorah, to the inner light of Torah, just the outer layer of what to do, what not to do, of Halacha, but nothing deeper than that. So he went through before, as we went through like different reasons or different minias that group would have. Some is, one innocent minia is ignorance, is a lack of education. They just simply don't know, they never heard about it. That's one possibility. Another possibility is something holding them back from the sort of humility that one needs to enter into Pnimis HaTorah, and sort of the fear of like what's going to happen to me if I, you know, go into that. I have to reshape my way of thinking, maybe reshape who I am, and it's an avoid. So that could also be a minya. Now he says like this: Amar Oid. The pasuk continues after talking about that group. B'chol Hagvoyis is Kalkalu. After talking about the mountains shaking, right? That was the pasuk that he referenced before. The mountains were shaking. What was the pasuk? And they're afraid to go into the fire. That was the pasuk describing that other group. And then after that, it says B'chol Hagvoyis is Kalkalu, and the hills became ruined. So the mountains are afraid to go into the fire, and the hills become ruined. What does that mean? So he says like this, Ki Hagvoyis Heim Talmidim, right? So until now, we were talking about Beit Chachamim, who again, for whatever reason, are not involved with Pnimis HaTorah, but, you know, but at least they're Talmid Chachamim. Now we're talking about once whatever issue the mountains have, then the hills are going to be even worse. The hills are going to be even worse. Ki Hagvoyis Heim Talmidim, HaNekroim Gvoyis, the Talmidim are called hills, Eitzel Bechinas Aharim HaNizkar, compared to the mountains, right? V'negvoyis Elu, these hills, Niskalku Lagamri. They're completely messed up. Kibroyis and Matamidim HaKetanim, Esa Gedoylim Aharim, because when the small Talmidim, the hills, see the Gedoylim, the mountains, Haromim, that are very high, right from Yom V'layla Achar Pshatei HaTorah, and they see that the Gedoylim are only involved in Pshat, and they're not involved with Pnimis HaTorah. Now the hills don't realize why the mountains are not involved with Pnimis HaTorah, right? But they don't realize that what's holding back the mountains is their personal hesitation or their fear of getting involved in it. They've heard things, scary thing, whatever. Good or not good. Innocent or not so innocent, but the mountains already have an excuse. But once the hills see that, Alkein Gvoyis Elu Hiskalkulu. So the Gvoyis, the hills take it to an extreme. V'livam Sharish Poira Roish Valana, and their hearts develop a corrupted, poisonous root. V'also Behem Chuldas Tit V'Refesh, and they develop within themselves like a rot. And something that something that festers, lichbar b'chacham is to even deny and to be kaifer in Pnimis HaTorah. So it's one thing to know that it exists, to believe that it's holy, but to feel that you're not ready for it. Whether you're not ready for it honestly, or you're not ready for it because you're afraid of the undertaking of it. Okay, but at least you're machshav of what it is. But once the Talmidim, you know, again, once the Rebbeim are not in it, then the Talmidim take it to the next extreme, which is that they just deny it altogether. And the Talmidim will then take it to the next level, that all there is Pshat. You see this. As we saw from the Zohar and Parshas Baalayscha, Rav Shimon had to scream against those people that think all there is the stories of Torah. That's not the mountains. But once the mountains are not involved openly and in a real way, then the gvois, the hills, take it to the next extreme.
It's not just where they remain uneducated, like
right. Like if that's what he's saying over here. The phenomenon is again because there is, listen, the Yitzhar is fighting very much against Pnimis HaTorah from becoming more widespread, because that's the key to Mashiach, or at least the major step in order for Mashiach to come. So it doesn't, that's the Chiddush Rav Chaim Avital is telling us, it doesn't stay the same. It either goes up, it's a general in life. Things go up or things go down. So that's what's going on over here. Whatever motivation the Gedolim had of not getting involved, the Talmidim will have worse motivations to not get involved. So he says, Vein Sofik, next page, Ki lo yiyeh lehem chelek b'almadasi kinizkar sham v'zayir. Okay, you don't have to translate that. V'kfar nispar le'el asiba. We already spoke about this. V'atam, the reason why Olam Haba is so deeply connected to Pnimis HaTorah, ki taras Olam Haba inyana kipshata. Because what are they learning? What is Olam Haba about? Olam Haba is Torah, is learning Torah, but what level of Torah? All the physicality is stripped away, and what remains in Olam Haba is the side. Rak sham oiskin barozei Torah v'saydiseha. And this person that chose not to be involved, and didn't push himself to experience it in Olam Haza, like me, Erev Shabbos, like compared to Erev Shabbos, and Lo Yechol B'Shabbos. Then, if you don't prepare Erev Shabbos, then you have nothing to eat on Shabbos. Lo Yechol Shakula Shabbos, which is what Olam Haba is a mashal to. That's what the pasuk says, that my servants will eat, and you're going to starve. So he says like this. So fine. So we went through. So there's the group of Ami Haaretz that they're involved with mitzvahs and Meisim Tovim. That's their avoda. But by them also not incorporating into their life Torah, Tefillah, and Pnimis HaTorah to whatever degree, it's going to be missing in their mitzvahs. You have Talmid Chachamim that are Isaac and that their Inyan is Nigla. But even without connecting it to Nister, even their Nigla is not shining. And then he went through why would they not be connected to Nister? Okay, lack of education. Maybe a little bit of a fear or hesitation, coming l'shem shemayim, now l'shem shemayim, and then you have their talmidim that might deny the whole thing. But then there's another group, which is those neshamis that are connected to Pnimis HaTorah. The connected katam is askim b'razei HaTorah, corresponding to that group that are involved with Pnimis HaTorah, b'chochmas hazoyer, let's with the Zohar Kaddish, Hashem nekorim adam, they're now called an adam, they're called a human being, k'nizkir b'tikunim, Efroichin Elaine Mar Mishnah. The Zohar says in the Tikkuni Zohar that chicks, that's a reference to people that are connected to Mishnah. Bonim, children, Mar Kabbalah. Those are neshamas that are connected to Kabbalah. So regarding this group of neshamas that are connected to Pnimis HaTorah, Aleim Omer, regarding that, it says, Re'isi, Vihine Ein Ha'adam. Vine ain't Adam. What does that mean? I see, and there's no man. What does that mean? V'layomer Adam, Ella ha Adam. What does that mean? Yirtza. So the pasuk is giving Musar. Ki gam shu oisek b'torah b'chachos ha'emeshal zayir. So he's talking about again. That's what we started. This that every group has to take responsibility. So even this group, that they should be able to say they're checking all the boxes. They do mitzvahs. And again, if we're talking about people that are involved in Zohar Kaddish and Kabbalah, it means, it means that they have everything until, up to that also, right? So they're doing mitzvahs, they're learning halacha, they went through the program, like Ruchem Vital said, which is to spend a lot of years filling your belly with meat and wine, right, with nigla, and then, so everything's good. So they should be the ones to say, like, the galus is not my fault, right? It's everyone else's fault, right? So he says, even they have to take responsibility. How? So it's hinted to in the fact that it says, v'inei ein ha'adam. So Yirmiyahu HaNavi looks around and he says, I don't see the man. In other words, I see Adam. I see people that are connected to Pnimis HaTorah and they're learning, but I don't see Ha'adam. What does that mean, Ha'adam? So he says, Yirtza, ki gam shu oisek b'torah b'chachos ha'emeshal ha'zayar. Even if you are connected to the Pnimis HaTorah and so you're learning Zayar, lochi nikra Adam, that's what you called a man. Im kol ze einenu Ha'adam ha'meyuchad ha'roi l'sasek ba. But even in the persons involved with the Pnimis HaTorah, it's not the way it's supposed to be, really. It's not the man. What does that mean? Because they're not coming with the proper shiroshim, with the proper roots and the proper introductions to appreciate what Pnimis HaTorah really is. Again, like we said from the very beginning, it's about, even Pnimis HaTorah is not, it's really just the most inner layer of Torah that allows a person to access the real truth, which is being learning, serving Hashem for the sake of the Shechina, and uplifting Klal Yisrael and Avos Yisrael and Bittul, everything we talk about. That's the Nekuda Primus. So even a person that's involved with Primus HaTorah, if you're missing the introductions, then even Primus HaTorah is not going to get you to the place. What does it mean? What's the difference between Adam and Ha'adam? Adam means is a person. Ha'adam means, oh, that's the person I've been looking for. Right? So there's a difference. So now, what are those Shroshim? What are those Hakdamas? So Rechaim Vital over here is going to be discussing now. He's gonna get there also. The Hakdamas he's talking about is specifically the Torah that he received from the Arizal, Torah Arizal. First of all, the Arizal, through the tradition of the Arizal, reveals the Primus HaTorah in its correct form. So first of all, without the Arizal, Rechaim Vital is going to explain this. Without the Arizal, Primus HaTorah is mixed up with like philosophy and more human ideas. And what's the issue with that? So the issue with that is twofold. First of all, it could be incorrect. But the truth is, it's more subtle than that. Even if it's not incorrect, the point of Primus HaTorah is to be a medium through which a person is able to easily experience the Shechina, to experience Elokus, and to get to that place of Ha'adam. That medium requires a certain purity, and it requires a certain transparency. And that is specifically through the tradition of the Arizal. Any other traditions that are not from the Arizal are not going to be transparent enough. So even if it's true, but in terms of the function of Primus HaTorah getting you to Ha'adam, to the Nekuda, that it might not necessarily do. So before the Arizal, he's actually going to talk about the history of it. We're going to get there. But before the Arizal, there was a huge gap. There was a clear tradition from the Nevi'im. I mean, the Arizal wasn't, you know, it goes back to Har Sinai. It was from Har Sinai and so on, all the Tzaddikim, to the Nevi'im. But, and then all the way, you know, Chazal and the Ga'inim and so on, and to the Rishainim. But once you got to, let's say, the Ramban, the Rechaim Vital talks about this a little bit later on in the introduction, that the Ramban was really the last of the great Mekubalim. So once you're post-Ramban, then there was no one that had the purity of the tradition. Any Sefer Kabbalah that you have from the Ramban till the Arizal, the Ramban, we're talking about, you know, 1200s or so, 1100s, I'd say, 1100s, 11 to 15, those 400 years, give or take. So in any Kabbalah Sforim that you have from them, or any Mekubalim that existed then, their tradition was not pure. It doesn't necessarily mean it was wrong. It doesn't mean it was wrong. The Rishayim. But it means that this quality of bringing a person to the Nekuda Pnimis of Ha'adam, that it didn't have. So Rechaim Vital later on warns against learning any Sforim from the Ramban, you know, again in Kabbalah, you know, from the Ramban until the Arizal. The Arizal was able to sort of, L'Hachzar Tol Yoshin, return the crown to its glory. He was able to return to the true Mesara of Primus HaTorah. Again, this is the usual way of thinking, and again, I'll just, you know, spell out the Chiddush that we're saying right now, is that usually the way of thinking is that this idea is like, until between that gap from the Ramban until the Arizal, the reason why it's an issue is because it might not be correct. In other words, the truth is the tradition until the Ramban, and the real truth is everything that's correct from the Arizal. Anything in between, because it's not, it can be mixed up with other things, it means that it could be incorrect. What we're saying now is that it's not necessarily incorrect. We're talking about Rishayim. So I trust the Rajva in Halacha. Why don't I trust him, you know? So it's not a matter of incorrect. But in terms of this Nekud of Emes, when we say Emes, Emes means two things. Emes means as opposed to something that's false. But the Pnimius Emes means something that brings you purity, right? So it's like the Gemara in Mikvois, there's a halacha that if you have a spring in the Mishnayos and Mikvois, if a spring, let's say, goes on and off, like if it doesn't flow continuously, it's called a false spring. It's called sheker, right? It's sheker. If it's going right now, it's water, right? It's not lying to you. it's water. It's not. But the answer is that emes means straight. Emes means pure. Emes means foreverness. Emes means without any menias. So a spring that has menias to it, varaya, goes on. I don't know if it's emes. So when we talk about that anything from the Arizal, from the Ramban until the Arizal, not emes, doesn't mean it's false, but it means this nekuda, that it should be a chachma that should bring you to the nekuda pnimis, that it doesn't have. So that's what he's saying, that those yidden that, and the reason why I'm teaching it like this is because, again, if this pasuk is giving most, any pasuk that we have in Yirmiyo, right, is a nevuah that's forever. It means that this musr that he's giving for the group of mitzvah yidden, and the Nigla Yidden, and the Nister Yidden, is Musar forever. So you could ask Akasha. Meila, the Musar for Mitzvah Yidden, I get it applies nowadays too. Because even Mitzvah Yidden might sometimes neglect their Torah and their Tefillah. The Musar to Nigla Yidden, I also understand it might be, it's negated nowadays also. Because even Nigla Yidden nowadays might neglect Pinyus HaTorah for whatever reason, like we went through. But for Nister Yidden, what's the Musar nowadays? Nowadays, no one learns. If you're learning Kabbalah, it's Arizal. Like, there's no. So this is Nevuah that's not forever. Then. So Taka, nowadays, the Bali Kabbalah don't have to take responsibility for Golas. So the answer is that's what I'm saying. It's not, by the times of Rav Chaim Vital, it was highly pronounced in terms of like, are you on the team of the Arizal or not? But the nekuda of being on the team of the Arizal is more than just learning his Torah as opposed to other traditions that preceded him. Because at this point, once the Arizal really comes on the scene and give him a few years, every other system is completely obliterated. There's nothing left of anything else. But the answer is, it's the nekuda. How are you learning Kisferi? Why are you learning Kisferi? What is Pnimus HaTorah to you? Is it just another system of learning? Another aspect of learning that gives you more knowledge about Hashem? True. Or is it like we spoke about yesterday, right? Or is it a way in which a person experiences that nekuda of Yiddishkeit, that the nekuda of the Shechina, the nekuda of humility and obviously Yisrael and Elikus, to become lost in something? Where is that the nekuda? That's the nekuda of emes. That's the transition. That's the moving. That's the musr. That Yirmiyo, even till Mashiach comes, will say v'hinei ein ha'adam. That there's people that are adams, but I don't. But the nekuda of ha'adam. That still remains a musr. So he says like this. This is a pasuk that he referenced earlier. He said it in very quickly in passing. But banim sichlem hema, that my children are foolish and they don't understand. So he says again, children in Tanakh is a reference to people that are connected to Pnimiyus HaTorah. So despite the fact that they're called banim, they're called foolish banim, right? Because it's, what do you mean they're foolish? They're learning Kabbalah, isn't that the point? Again, that's what I keep on reminding us, is that people that are familiar with this Hakdam of Rav Chaim Vital, the usual takeaway is, it's all about learning Kabbalah. Just learn Kabbalah, Mashiach will come. If we could just get everyone to learn Zohar Kaddish, it would be great. That's not the Nakuda. Because then all these nevuas and all this musr is not forever. Because at this point, the answer is there's a specific musr even for Bali Kabbalah, which is why you, like, what's the nekuda? And again, once you get to that nekuda, like we've been saying many times, once you get to that nekuda of Ha'adam, then you realize that any yid can be shaykh to it. It is true that through Pnimiyus HaTorah, that layer of Torah is very transparent. And very, you know, you could get there quicker and easier with, you know what I mean? But technically speaking, that nekuda can be lost even to Bali Kabbalah, and it could be found even to Bali Mitzvahs. Once it's that nekuda. So he says like this: Avol Adam HaMeyuchad HaYedeya B'Chach Ma'Zayis Einenu B'Avin Insane Rabim. But this is the tragedy. That's what Rav Chaim Vital is mourning: is that the Ha'Adam. That chaps this chachma is not found. For anu bezua chachma ki ivrim megashim kir, and we're even involved in this chachma. We're like blind people, feeling around in the walls. Ki chachmi emes so hemel menuchais, because the true chachmi emes have already, they've passed away. For azvar so lenachas, they left us and they've left us behind, you know. And if that ha'adam is not here to teach the chachma to the next generation, then the birds, you know, those neshamas that really do want to find the nekuda, but they don't have the wings to do it. They're not given the language, they don't have the education for it. So it's like rachmonis. That's the tragedy. And so the birds reference to those future talmidim that really could become those ha'adams, but they don't have a system to give them that ability. So they're going to say, "Mi'itin lano ever kayaina." Who can give us limbs like a dove? In other words, who can give us wings? Nu'uva v'nashkoina balei chachma. And then, if we had the wings, then we'd be able to fly and we'd be able to dwell in the tents of chachma. Who's going to go to heaven to bring it to us? V'yeshmenu es v'nasena and teach it to us. Then we'll do it. So then, what happens? Then the young birds that had such potential to become real tzaddik yemes, but because they're not given the tools from earlier tzaddiki emes, so because of that, they have to use their talents elsewhere, right? The yosh tzemach blibam, and they develop, yosh in the heart, and all that thirst and desire, you know, is not being satisfied properly. So, you know, and then other things happen. And then no one there to pay attention to it. Yeah, so that's a little bit of a sad ending. But Achshador, but Baruch Hashem, the Rabban Hashem sent there. That's he's going to flip the brand. But Baruch Hashem, the Rabban Hashem sent Arizal, who was the Ha'adam, and now he establishes the proper Messiah, and everyone can be part of that. The Baal Shem Tov, all the deacon. So Baruch Hashem, Achshador. I think there's plenty of opportunities for young chicks to develop their wings and skills in order to fly. Bez Hashem. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll see you tomorrow. Huh?